Moncrief on News Talk.
Have you ever had a good meal on a plane? The general gackiness of airline food seems to be universally accepted, but that doesn't stop airlines trying to big it up as the next big gastronomic delight. Does anyone believe them? Melanie May is a travel blogger and also sometime presenter of Talk Travel on Dublin City FM. Good afternoon, Melanie.
Good afternoon.
So have you ever had a good meal? Can you remember any time going, wow, I don't want to get off the plane?
Well, I have to say, I actually really enjoy airplane food. And the whole experience of it. So I will say yes, especially I travelled with Turkish Airlines and their food was absolutely incredible. And so was JAL, so Japan Airlines. But I enjoy the whole ceremony of it. You know, I feel like it's a little tapas, a little picnic. And it's one of the only times when I'm on a flight that I will shut down my laptop and actually just, you know, relax and enjoy myself because you have to put your tray down to put the food on.
Yeah. Do you have a system for that? Because you know the way when you open up the tray and there's 17 different pieces of cutlery made out of some strange substance and little bags and, you know, all that kind of stuff. Do you have a system in place how you're going to organise all that without some terrible spill?
Yeah, well, I'm actually quite organized and neat anyway. So I will fold up all my paper, put them into the cup, take everything, you know, all the wrappers off the tray and open everything up and then just organize it by how I'm going to eat. And I'll put like the meal as far away from me as possible so that I don't, you know, bend over and actually get sauce all over me, which is what has happened before. So, yes, it's a well-practiced system.
Or the person next to you. More to the point.
Yeah.
Or if they're not organized, then their crap then starts landing in your dinner.
Yep, we've done that before where somebody has had to put their drink onto my tray so that they can start organizing themselves. And I'd like to turn around and teach them how to do it, like the way I'd like to teach people how to do security cues.
Oh, go on. We'll come back to food in a minute. Do you mean like, I don't know if I've experienced, you know, you're standing in a security crew, you've done it a million times before, you take your belt off, you take the stuff out of the bag, but then the person in front of you acts like this is a complete surprise. They didn't know this was going to happen.
Yeah, but it's also quite nerve-wracking going through security. An awful lot of people get anxious. They get overwhelmed. They forget what they're supposed to do. There's people yelling at them, you know, especially in the American airports. The security guys really yell at you. And then you're conscious of looking stupid in front of the people behind you. And I think it's just a massive overwhelm for people because if they were there by themselves, I'm pretty sure they would all get through it. But I do sometimes think there should be a lane for those of us who are confident enough to go through security and those that might need a little bit of time.
You're very kind.
Well, I travel a lot. I have to be. You have to get into that mindset. Otherwise, it would be very stressful to travel all the time.
Yeah. Now, I don't know how much experience you have traveling first class. And is there a distinct difference with what people in first class are getting?
Yes, there is. Now, I am not a first class traveller, but I have travelled business class quite a lot. And there is a difference, not so much in, not like majorly compared with the food, like, you know, airlines will use the same ingredients, but it's how it's presented and it's how it's presented to you, not only on the plate, but beforehand. So you'll get a printed menu. There's a lot more options. It's not just your chicken or beef. There is the tablecloth that goes over your tray, the napkins, the silverware, the salt and pepper shakers, and the wine pairings and drink pairings. And it's just endless when you're up in first class. Like, they really go out of their way. And nowadays, you can also have a chef that will come over to you and take your order and present the food very individually for you as well, recommend wine pairings to go with what you've ordered. And so they really elevate that experience, but you are absolutely paying through the nose for it.
Oh, no, no doubt. But if there's a chef on board, are they actually doing any chefing? Or are like a chef? Yeah, Chef James will be defrosting your dinner today.
Well, that's exactly what they do. But what they'll do is they'll plate it up individually like it's a restaurant, and they'll put the sauces on, maybe some fresh herbs, and they'll serve it to you. But they'll talk you through the meal as well, because no, they can't actually cook on the plane. There's no flame. So everything you're going to be getting either in first class or back in economy is going to be reheated. But there might be more fresh options available in first class for you.
Yeah. Okay. So I read though, and I don't know if this is true or not, that if when you're in a plane anyway, your taste buds are somewhat subdued. So yeah, you can't actually taste things.
They are, which is why the chefs have to, or the people who make the food really have to bulk up the flavours with salt, with spices, and which is why you get thirsty in the air as well. So food is never going to taste the same up in the air as it does when you're down on the ground, which is why it's really skillful. Like, I think airlines are doing a great job at the moment with the limitations that they have in making food palatable, available to all different taste buds as well. And that's quite enjoyable. You know, I think they're doing a really good job.
Yeah. Now, because you mentioned Turkish Airlines and I've been on I was on a Turkish airline, I think last year or the year before. I can't remember. But yeah, I thought the food was very nice as well. But I suppose that's because it was different from the usual yellow chicken that you get. And it might have had a few more spices on it. So it tasted of something.
Yeah, exactly. And I think with a lot of airlines, what they're doing now is they're really giving you a taste of the country where they're from. So you'll get the Turkish flavours on the flight. So it is going to be different to the food that you're used to if you're travelling around European airlines quite a lot, which many don't offer meals now. But the same when you go on Japanese airlines and the Japan Airlines, they'll also give you noodles and a taste of what's to come when you land there. The same with the Emirates, Etihad, Qatar Airways, Singapore as well. They're all using local ingredients. I think it was Turkish Airlines are using 80% of their ingredients from local producers. And the same with even Finnair as well. They're great at bringing in local Finnish Nordic flavours into their food to really give you a taste. And because it's so different to what we're used to, it's like a surprise and it feels quite elevated.
Yeah, Nordic though. That's all raw fish and stuff.
But it's fresh flavours. I've just come back from Finnair. I was in their business class and they gave me blueberry juice because Finland produces so much blueberries. And they also gave me a warm, which I couldn't believe, delighted with, warm cinnamon swirl bun. And it was just, that's the type of flavours that I think I'll want to
go. Okay, well,
to
that's
Finland.
Nice. Yeah, that's yeah. Nice. Though they didn't give you any fish because I imagine on a plane, stinky fish. Oh, my God.
I would imagine that would come into the food offering, their considerations about that as well.
Yeah. Now, there was, in one of the UK papers ran a thing. So what are the top 10 airlines for food? Emirates seems to come consistently at the top.
Yeah. So in the Middle Eastern cultures and Eastern cultures as well, because I'm assuming most of the top 10 airlines are from that region there. Hospitality is a huge part of their culture. It's highly, highly valued. So that's why the food there is so good. It's a real foodie culture and it's going to get people onto the plane and it's just ingrained in them. It's like when you get on, say the American Airlines, food culture there isn't as important. Hospitality there isn't as important. And that's why you'll notice the difference in quality. I can probably bet that there's no American Airlines in that, or if there is, there might be one.
Right at the bottom, Delta, which I was quite surprised by. And this Delta's gone kind of posh now.
Well, actually, what Delta does is great is that American Airlines are great for keeping you fed. You will get more food in economy on an American airline probably than all the choice that you have in first class somewhere else. They really fill you up. So they're always coming around with pizza slices or ice cream or, you know, snacks, pretzels, peanuts, crisps, anything like that to keep you going. So that might be why they're on the list there, because the offering is actually, I find, quite good value for money.
So it's like they'd be there for quality rather than quantity.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. And do you, have you found that Ryanair is using lots of local suppliers and reflecting the cuisine of Ireland?
Yes, somewhat. There are some Irish brands on it. And I have to say, give fair dues to Ryanair. They have one of the most extensive offerings on the kind of short haul European flights. Their offerings are really, really great. They're covering all their bases because that's where they're making money. Because the amount of people that order food when you get onto a Ryanair flight is absolutely shocking to me because of the costs. And I actually have a tip then. If you are desperately going to want food when you're on a flight, book your seat towards the front of the plane, because by the time you get halfway down the plane, your option may be gone. And also in later night flights or in the afternoon, not all the food is replenished after every flight. So there may be more delays. So if you're a real fan of airplane food and you want to try and get some, book an earlier flight and book a seat much nearer to the front where they start serving from.
Yeah, somebody's texting in to say Ryanair ham and cheese paninis are delicious.
Yep.
Now, that's something they would run out of. Yeah. Once you're past row 8 or something, you know, they only have 4 of them anyway, and they're all gone. But like you get them and the plane is about to land and the thing is stuck to your mouth. You're screaming in agony and then you have to run to a toilet when you land to kind of prise it out of the top of your teeth.
Absolutely. And it's funny, they'll even run out on the 6 a.m. flights. They are lovely, but people, they do come out scalding hot. So it takes a whole flight for them to cool down before you can actually eat them.
Melanie, thanks a million for talking to us. Lovely to talk to you again. That's the travel blogger, Melanie May there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.